This saw is min b'minoi. The b'yudol's min b'minoi is not bottle. So even though a little bit dam of a korban got mixed up with a lot of dam of chulin, it would not be bottle. You could make the zrika. The son of them sulim, let's say the dam of korbanus sulim got mixed up. Rashi says to go in reveya v'nirva by the nishkat chusla zmane chustam koymai. So now what do we do with the dam now? Is yishpech lom enechanami, since it's not bottle proiv, you have to spill out the dam, because you can't use it. What about the dam ha-tamsis? If the dam ha-nefesh can't mix up the dam that comes out later, that's not kosher for zriko, is also yishofek liyom, if you spill out the dam, you can't use it. But again, Reb Lezer Mach, Reb Lezer says no, there's no din bit of proiv here, it's min b'minoi, and therefore you could be machshir it, you could use it for aktara. Ayla Maist, you're putting some dam sulam on the mizbeach, or you're putting some dam tamsis on the mizbeach, so what's the heter? This we'll see in the Gemara. The Lezer Machshir, Imla Nimlach, and the Mishnah Stam says, according to everybody by studies, Imla Nimlach, even according to the Tanakhama, if the kind did not ask any questions, and he put it on the Mizbeach, the Norsan Kosher, Nechnam, the Diyavatak, or the Zerika is called the Gazrika. So Mr. Shem, we'll see in the next tape, we'll continue on learning the Gemara, we'll have to see what the Svars of the Machloikis are. Yeah, we're holding Daf Ayin Ches Somer Aleph. But just to all begin, in the beginning of the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, Dam Shenetar B'mayim Im Yesh Poi Marvaz Dam Kosher. That if dam got mixed up with water, see if it still looks like blood, even though there's more water, still it's kosher. There's not but brave, as long as you can tell that it's dam. Netar B'yayim, let's say the blood got mixed up with wine, so now you can't tell, they both look red. So very nice to kill my look as if the blood was water, and if look as if the yayin was water, and if you still tell the color of dam, will be kosher. Nisar b'dam behemoy b'dam achayah. What's going to be if the dam of the kachim got mixed up with the dam of the behemoy, dam of achayah? So very nice to kill humayim. Again, we look as if the blood of the behemoy or the achayah was water, and if the dam kachim still makes the color there, then it'll be kosher. Rabbi Yudhuayim and know that ain't dam about the dam. No matter how small amount of dam kachim falls into the dam of the behema, till it's not bottom brave, ain't dam about the dam. We'll see in the Gemara exactly why. What's going to be in the tar of a dam? So then, let's say the dam kachim gets mixed up with dam of a behema that's possible, then the locker is yishpech liyama. The chetchili is supposed to throw this water to the yama. Rashi says it means afilu akosher rabbalov, even though you have more dam kosher than dam sulim, still the chilo of the tzigzera that he's supposed to still throw the dam away, yishprech liyama. Same thing with dam atamtsis, yishprech liyama. If the dam of the korban got mixed up with the dam, that's not the dam hanefesh, the dam that comes out after the nefesh leaves, so the chilo of the tzigzera not to use this dam. The Rebbelezer Reim, Rebbelezer Machshir, Rebbelezer does not help the tzigzera, and he says no, Rebbelezer Machshir, he could use this dam. Even though the dam kachim got mixed up with dam sulim, with dam atamsus, still it's kosher to be used. And the Moshe says, afilo tanakamo. And the Mishnah says, what's going to be though, im la nimrach, the nosin kosher, even because of the tanakamo, that the evidence, the current did not ask any shalas, and he made his riku with his dam, even though the dam got mixed up with dam sulim, or dam atamsus, still the evidence, his riku is good. In other words, only like a tchilo, zeva de kalocha, that you're not supposed to use it. But the evidence, the dam was used, the korban is kosher. Yeah, this is what we're holding. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Chiya Baraba, Omer Reb Yechanan, name of Reb Yechanan, that loishonu eloshenoflu mayim mutech dam. The Mishnah is only talking about where the mayim, the water, spills into the dam. That's what the Tanakhama says, that as long as you can tell the color of dam, even though there's more water there than dam, still it's kosher. That's only if first you have the dam kachim, and now water falls in. So since the water falls in, every little drop of water that falls in is like bottle to the dam. So the main thing is the dam, therefore it's still kosher. But what's going to be? Avonofal dam, l'toich mayim, but let's say the dam falls into water, even though it keeps on falling in drop after drop. So what happens is when the first drop of blood falls into the water, so as far as rishon bottle, the first drop of blood becomes bottle. Because when the first drop fell in, you do not see the dam, it does not look like dam, it still looks like water. So therefore that first drop was bottle. And you keep on saying, Rishon, Rishon, Bottle. See, even though later, when the color changes, and now it looks like dam, you want to say it should be Chayzev there, it should be Kosher again, but now we say, no, there's a Psul of Dichui. And since there was a time when the dam was not fit to be used, at the time when the dam first fell into the water, since at that time there was more water there, it looked like water, not like dam, so the dam was not fit to be used, even though later when more dam falls in, and now it looks like dam, stood as a spar of Nitcheh. Since the dam was not fit to be used at that time, it could not be chayz, you can't use it anymore. And Rashi says, Lashonu, Tiyim Yesh by Maris Dam Kosher, V'yafagav Deruba Mayim, even though there's more water there, that's only if the water fell into the blood. So then we say, every little bit is bottle, it becomes the chelik of the dam. So until it changes colors, still it's kosher. But the opposite way, it's no good. Because then we say, Yesh Dichun. The Gemara says, but Omar of Papa says, we should know, Olinyin Kisu Yena Kain, for the loch in the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, it's not that way. Because even though a little bit dam fell into water, and at the beginning it was bottle, so right then there was no mitzvah of Kisi Adam, you only have water and not dam, but later when more dam keeps on falling in, and later the color changes to be dam, there will come back again the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, the dam of an oif or the dam of a chaya. And the reason is why, if we shame dichu be mitzvahs, because the loch of mitzvahs, there's no din dichu. Even though there was a time that this dam was not fit for the mitzvah of Kisi Adam, but later when it becomes fit, the mitzvah comes back again. It's only by kutchim, the dam that's roif for zrika, here we hold yesh dichui for kutchim. Since there's a time when the dam is not fit for zrika sadam, it does not come back again. But by mitzvahs, we say, like Rashi says, if we shen dichu be mitzvahs, the yarfa pi shen nitcha, tipa rishayna, shenafot echamayim, even though when the first drop of blood out of the oif or out of the chaya, fell into water. At that time it was bottled. To avoid Marisa Nikki, could not tell that it's dam. After the walk, he still, when the second or third drop falls in, it's Chazeres Rishon of Nira, wakes up the first one, and it's Mistarif to say now there's a mitzvah dichui, because there's no din dichui by mitzvahs. So Rashi says, L'Shayach dichui, Elabadav Kedusha, only by Dav Kedusha of Kabonis, then we say dichui, but not by stam mitzvahs. Now the Gemara says, Omer Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish says, Omer Resh Lakish, Ha-Pigul, V'ha-Noisor, V'ha-Tomei, V'ha-Tomei, V'ha-Kezayis of a piece of meat that was Pigul, a Kezayis of a piece of meat that was Noisor, and a third Kezayis of a piece of meat that's Tomei. And the Chiddush is now Shebololom Zebezeh. You mix up these three pieces, these three Kezayisim, you mix them up. The Yochlan eat them all three together, the Yochlan Lakir is Porta. You put the meaning, we do not give you Malkus. You do not get Malkus, even though you eat these three Kizaisim, you do not get Malkus for it. And the reason is, Eyefsh, it's impossible, Shalayirba Min Al-Khaveroi, that one Min gets mixed up with the other one, Biyavat Lenu, and one Min is like a Tufel to the other one. Like one Min remains the Rav, and the other one is a Miyat, and that Min is Mavat to the other one. Rashi says, when you're chewing up these three kizaisim, oisam befiv in your mouth, nivlo min lotechaberoi. One min, one piece of meat gets mixed up with the other piece of meat. So muta shozeh, beruba shozeh, a meat, let's say one small piece of the noisah gets mixed up with a piece of meat that's pigle. Or bot la meat braiv, and therefore that small piece of meat of noisah gets mixed up with the pigle and it's bot a braiv. We have bottle. And therefore now it's called one big piece of Tigul, but you're missing a piece of Noisa. It's missing from it. And therefore, since we do not know which Min is the Miyat, or which Min is the Rubai, we do not know for which Malkus, for which one you get Malkus. So Gemara says, Shema Amina, from here I hear a class, from this Chiddush of Resh Lakish, I hear three big Chiddushim. First of all, Shema Amina, Isurim Avatlam Zezeh. That even though one piece of meat is noiser and one is pigul, like they're both isser, still I say one could be mevatel the other one. The noiser could be mevatel the pigul. And according to Chiddush is that maybe bitl only applies by isser to heter. But now we're both of them are isurim. Here we see even though both of them are isurim, still the small piece of pigul that falls into the piece of noiser becomes bottle there, and now you do not have a sheer kezayis of pigul. That's one kiddush. Secondly, Yushma Mina Noisin Tam Baroiv Lavdi Raisa. And that's what we say, Noisin Tam. It's not bottle, that's not a derisic swara that you would not get malchus for it. Because here, even though the small piece of tigle, let's say, got mixed up with the noisa, but still you could taste it. And there's only kizayis there. There's not shishim against it. So still you could taste the tam of the tigle in the noisa. And the havaminer is, we're talking about min bishen aminoi. There are three different types of pieces of meat here. So one has a taste in the other one. So even though you could taste it, still I do not say tam kikas iraisam enough to get malchus. You will not get malchus. The Rashi says, Hod yom rabbonim b'chol duchta, that isra noisin tam beta oisroi, so that's not a svar to get malchus. Because here what Sparkus says, you do not get malchus for it. Ushma mina, the third kiddush is, Hasra sofik lo shmei asra. By Lechura here, we're warning you, do not eat these three kizaisim here. Because we know at least for sure you're over one isra. So why don't you get malchus? Because since we do not know for sure which one is the roiv, it's only considered hasra sofik. Like we're not for sure if we're going to give you malchus for the isra of noisa, or we're going to give you malchus for the isra of tigum, or for the isra of tane. Even though for sure you're reading the kizayis of one of them, but still the hasra, the warning we give you is not enough, because it's considered hasra sofik. We cannot warn you for sure, like, to not eat this kizayis of tigum. We cannot tell you for sure there's a kizayis of tigum here. Because maybe a small piece of the pigle got mixed up with a piece of tamei, and it became bottle in that piece. So the roiv of tamei was mevato, the small piece of pigle. So that's the three kedushim here. That issa could be mevatel issa, and even though you have a tam here, tam is not chomer to give you malchus. And secondly, thirdly, asura sofik lo shmei asura. Therefore, Shlaka says that eat these three kizayim together, you chew them together, we cannot give you malchus. So this Gemara is, most of Rav is the question, also Isa min chitim min oiriz, a person makes a dough, mainly from flour of chitim of wheat, and also from flour of rice. So again, so also Isa, you made this dough from chitim and from rice, so it says Alochom, in yesh boi tam dogen, if the taste here tastes like the wheat, so chayeves pechala, yechayev in chala. The Yafagav, even though the Rubar is, even though the majority here is made out of rice, and rice we know is potter from Chala. Rice is not considered from the five minim. It's not part of the Chamishas minim dogim. Still, the Brisa says Yichayv and Chala. So it must be why, because since she could taste the wheat here, tam is kicker, and the taste of the wheat like is mahapach. It changes over this whole din of the dough into wheat, and therefore Yichayv and Chala. So here you see it's midiraisa, tam kikar, and therefore you should get malchus in our case. So Mora says, no, it could be midirabonin, that this din here, that yichayim and chala is only midirabonin, but maybe midiraisa enechanami, midiraisa taki yipota from chala. It's not really called wheat. So Mora says, no, the yochi yifso aim is safer. What does the safer say of this bright? It says clearly, yochi aim is safer, odim yoitse boy yedechabos pesach. It says that you make this type of a matzah on Pesach, that mainly the matzah is made from rice. You have a small amount of wheat inside this matzah. So as long as the matzah tastes like wheat, it says yot yedecha bosoi. So hura matzah is a mitzvah diraisa. So you must say, since tam kikas diraisa, the tam of the wheat changes over this piece of matzah into wheat. So hura you see tam kikas mamish diraisa, that you even get malchus now with Shaila. So Mora says true. Elavada min bishen minoi.